Good morning. I'm going to take an Erev in Daf Samach. So we at the bottom now. Just quickly of Nun Tet Amubet. We'll start at the bottom. We saw yesterday. We were busy speaking about this idea of the Pshituf Mavot. Right, the whole town is joined up in an Eruv. We asked yesterday, what's the question? If you've got a ladder at the end of a wall, so let's say you've got a town which has got one entrance. We saw at the beginning of the Amud yesterday. Could you make an Eruv on the whole thing? Right, we saw also that if there was a town that had once been an Eruv, had been a public town, and now it becomes smaller and it's back to a Shteyachid, even though you could make an Eruv on the whole thing, you'd leave a certain part of that town so that you wouldn't forget the din of Eruv. The size of an Eruv Chadasha, we said, 50 people said Machloki, we'll see just now. So now, if you've got this at the one entrance to the town, and on the other entrance to the town, you've got a ladder on the wall. So is the fact that there's a ladder there mean it's an entrance? Because I can just climb over the ladder. Or do we ignore the ladder? So we had that machloket yesterday, and then we said, Rav Amar Sulam Trat Petach Alav, and Trat Mechitza, Trat Mechitza Alav Kedamina, Trat Petach Alav, where would be a Trat Petach? If it's a Sulam Shebein Shtei Chatzerot, that's what he said. And we got up to, I think then we said, Ratu Echad Ma'arvin, Ratu Shnai Ma'arvin. Right, so then he said over there at the end of that, right, so we said that if it's Shtei Chatzerot, right, in other words, that's the only way to get out, right, then if both of the Chatzerot, right, is Ratu Echad, Ma'arvin, Ratu Shnai Ma'arvin, so then you can make an Eruv around there, if both of them are happy. I said there are two shnei marvin, shnei eruvin eru leatzman, v'nei batim shel chatzer shlo yasru ze al ze lo tzvi batehen, shehen reshut hamiyuchelet lekol echad letoch achatzer, shu reshut, kulan. V'el leatzman v'lo yishtamshu zu bizot. So now, even though you've got a door, you've got a ladder, so to speak, from each, able to go from a chatzer into each chatzer, so if normally there's a door, if chatzer are joined, so then the one chatzer is also on the other chatzer that I make an Eruv. Here it wouldn't be the case. Here the latter would depend, right? You could want to, if they want to make an Eruv, they could make an Eruv. If not, they don't have to join each other. I think that's what he's saying over here. So now the Gemara stuck is, Mi Amar Rav Nachman Hachi, is that in fact the case? That was up to them. Look at Rashi, Mi Amar Rav Nachman Hachi, the Torat Mechitza Alav Lekula, that there's a Kula over here, that they aren't also one on the other. Right? This is a mirach amachiv. Hamar of Nachman amashmuel. Anshe chatzer v'anshe mirpeset sheshachachu v'lo irvu im yeshdiv neim daka arba ena oseret im lav oseret. He says, didn't Rav Nachman say amashmuel? And if we've got people on mirpeset, like you've got people on a balcony, let's say, and a yard down beneath, so essentially, and there's a ladder between them. So what are we saying? Because there's a ladder between the yard and the chatzer, the yard and the balcony, they're one reshut. Therefore, if they didn't make an Eruv, they forgot to make an Eruv, right? So he says, oh, yeah, they forgot it, and they made an Eruv. So now, if there's this Daka, we saw that like a low-level sort of board blocking them, making an obvious distinction between the Mirpeset, the balcony air levels, and the guys on the ground. So then, they wouldn't also one on the other. They'd be separate, if there was this Daka, this like low board, like a door. But im lav oser, if not, they would be oser. And while they are being oser one and the other, there's no low board here, making it clear that we saw before the idea of gilu da'at. If they put this daka there, so then when we said yesterday, that was gilu da'at, that was basically them making a statement. They don't want to be part of each other. If there wasn't, the very fact that there's a step ladder bringing the one to the other, that was good enough to make them part of one big reshut. And therefore, they were oser on each other if they never made an eruv. So how come over here you're saying that, yeah, it's up to them to decide? Doesn't seem to make sense. Once there's a ladder, it seems to be that a ladder is equal to a door. It's equal to a gate, equal to an entrance, equal to a joining. So the Gemara says, no. Hachamai, what are we talking about over here? We said over here, right, that Hachamai, Skinat, but the law gavor peset asara, there, why was it so significant and so machmir that the mirpeset, the upper level, and the ground floor were considered one big reshut? because there wasn't 10 tfachim between them, 80 centimeters. It was a very, very low balcony, basically. They were like half a, I don't know, 50 centimeters above the ground. So in a cash like that, for all intents and purposes, really, the ladder is nothing. You can just probably jump up. So that is irrelevant, right? Gemara says, okay, so very good. So you're telling me there because it was very low. So I still don't understand. Ve'i lo gavoa mipeset asara. Ki ka'avi daka ma'ayave. So now I don't understand. If you tell me that it was very low, the balcony to the chatzer, to the yard, then what was this daka doing there? With this board, this gate, what was the whole idea? Right? It's a good question. Look at Rashi there. Ve'im yesh lo... There's Rashi that says, Ki avi daka lifanea mayabe. Look at Rashi. Hare kol amirpeset vivotea nemucha. The whole balcony around is very low. Uptucha lechatz, open to the yard. Vare hain kishtei chatzerot she'ein kotel b'nen. And for all intents and purposes, they're like a big area with two chatzerot without a wall between them. So what's this daka doing? As the Gemara says, no, megufefet ad eser amot. Rashi says, yeah, megofefet means mukefet mechitza. Really, there was a wall around this yard, right? A 10 amma wall. It's a 10 fachim wall. It says, megofefet ad esra amot, techevan de avidaka. So now there was this bit of a 10 amma wall. That's why it's there. A 10 amma wall around it. And techevan de avidaka, since they did this daka, Istaluka istaluk lemiacha. So it's basically like again. Remember that daka we had the daka yesterday, and we said that the guys on either side of the main road made this daka. So even though they had entrances going into the main road, they essentially made a statement that they didn't want to have anything to do with the people. This was the daka, right? Like a daka, some sort of a depth. Now, if you look at we've got some pictures over here. Right, we've got some pictures. So if you look over here, here's the picture. Here's a good example. There's the house. There's the mirpeset. You see the mirpeset? Here's the yard. Okay, so here's a daka. They basically built like a wall around it, this whole thing over here, saying we're not part of you. And there was a little opening over here. So that was, you see, the yachem maskilam, but the law gavor mirpeset asarab, but megofefer asarab mot, the kevet nabi daka. So you can see over here that this was less than 10, right? From the mirpeset to the ground was less than 10 tfachim. But they built this. So the fact that they built this was showing that we're a separate reshut to this. If they hadn't built that, you'd just be able to jump down here from there. Because they had built that wall around it, so it was pashut that they didn't want to be part of this in one little shot, but they had an entrance over here with a ladder where you could go up and down if you wanted to. That's already what the think the purpose of the Gemara had to show you, that it's all a mindset. If your mindset is that it's part of one area, then it's part of one area. If your mindset is that you've shown and you've built and you've made activities to show you that it's not, then we're treated as two different reasons. So we see over here that we had a kasha on the one hand. Rav Nachman said that you could decide on the area if you wanted between the two, and then we had a kasha against him. What about this area? Yeah, we say, no, you can't compare. Because here they built this wall up, this megufefet, and therefore, it's a different case altogether than what we thought. We thought we were trying to ask kasha on him, and it was straightforward. One to other without this megufefet around. It's Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. It's kotel sheritzpa b'sulamot. Now, what about if you got a wall sheritzpa b'sulamot? It's almost as if to say sheritzfu. They walled it. They tiled it with step ladders. Okay, so the whole wall is full of stepladders, meaning that a lot of guys can all climb up at the same time. So if you're running down the road, you can each jump up your ladder and go over the ladder. It's as if the road, there's no wall there. If there's one ladder, so we understand that if you've got a line up to go over the ladder, it's not really considered a gate. But if there are lots of ladders, for intents and purposes, there's no gate. You just climb over. Right? Look at Rashi Sharitzpu. Zikef sulam etzel sulam. One ladder next to the other. Right? So Shmuel says, in the Catholic, afilu beyeter mieser, Torat mechitza alav. Right, mechitza of Rashi. Ve'ein mevatlin ha-mechitza le-mave kenifat ha-kot lo-tem yese. So if you had lined them up all along, right, it doesn't matter. right? You've like the whole wall, 10 amas of wall, was all full of letters, doesn't help you. Bottom line is, it still stays all. So now in this matzarta, I think matzarta like a yekiv. How does it translate? Like is it translated there as a winery? What's it? A winery or an olive press? What's a matzarta?
Wine press.
Right. The Shmuel already saying that if you do this, it's got a mechitza alav. Listen, Rashi chooses these words very carefully. Did Shmuel say, "De lo mevat le sulam le mechitza le chumra"? Do we really go le chumra? Does Shmuel say? Because remember we had over here a second ago, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. If you've got these 10 ladders or 10 amas of ladders, it doesn't help you. So it says, therefore we're going the chumra. What's the idea of going the chumra over here? De lo mevat le sulam le mechitza le chumra. So now, if we're going the chumra, then we've got a town of one entrance only, right? Not of two entrances. So, the chumra. I'm starting to confuse now. Why is she saying the chumra? Okay, let's see in a second. Right, this is like Umi Amra. Mi Amar Shmuel Torah Bechitza Lava Hamar Av Nachon Amar Shmuel Anshei Mirpeset Vanshei Chatzer Sheshachachu Velo Irvu. Right, we saw that at the beginning of the last line, right? There we had Amar Av Nachon Amar Shmuel. Right, we had exactly this. The beginning that we brought is a kashya. That there was the Anshei Mirpeset and the Anshei Chatzer, and they forgot to make it a Velo Irvu. Im Yesh Lefanei Daka Arba'a Eno Seret. If there was this, we saw there like a bit of a wall there across the sides, Eno Seret, because there's two different areas. Ve'im Lav Oseret. However, if they didn't have this Daka, then they Oseret one on the other. Look at Rashi, Im Lav Oseret. Alma, Alfa Gav De Gavoa Merpeset Asara Ati Sulam Umevatele. So therefore, Shmuel is saying that this ladder, right, is in the machmir. Why has it machmir? It's machmir in the sense if they didn't make an eruv to eat together, then they forbid one another from using their own chatzir. Because we basically look at the step ladders, if it's joining you, if it's an opening in the wall, if it's two chatzirot joined together. And we know that two chatzirot that didn't make an eruv, the one becomes osir on the other. He forbids you from being able to use it. So here Shmuel, the question was, Umi Amar Shmuel Torat Mechitza Alav, right? Va'am Rab Nachman Amar Shmuel, there's no Mechitza over here. And it says there is a Mechitza. Sorry, there isn't a Mechitza because if you've got a ladder there, it asks you from using the store if you didn't make an Eruv. So he says again, Hakam Asker, what are we talking about? The Lord Gavor Mepetzit Asara. Here the Mepetzit wasn't Gavor Asara. And that's why he was Machmin on them, right? Because look at Rashi, the below Sudan Batla. Even if there wasn't a ladder there, if it's just 10 Fahim high, right? So what's 10 Fahim high? I mean, 80 centimeters, you could just jump up, right? So the ladder wouldn't make any difference. So the Gemara says again the same question. I don't understand. And then why is this daka? Why is this like a little fence around it make a difference if it's so low? Says no, but more fair, that's more because it's long. It's 10 amas long, the whole story. So therefore, basically making a proper distinction between the two of you. So even though it's low, this megofefa, this wall along it, really showing you that we want to be two separate rishit. Chayim the avidaka is the lukei slag behind that. Basically saying, we want to be different to you, separated altogether. Okay, now the Gemara is the story. Henu b'nei kekunai, da'ati lekamed Rav Yosef. Listen to this. It can get a little bit tricky over here. I'll try to work. They came to Rav Yosef, they asked Rav Yosef, Amulei, havlan gavre didi arev lan matin. Send us a guy who can make an eruv for us. Isn't this? So Rav Yosef says to Abaye, Zil arev aleu, go and make them an eruv. But listen to what Rav Yosef says to him. This is like sagely advice, right? This is already a bit of a politician coming out of Rav Yosef. I suppose that if he's sending Abaye there, whatever the Abaye tells them to do, they'll do. So he already prepares him in advance. Look what he says to him. He says to him, V'chaze, and make sure, Abaya, de'lo metzavche ala bebei midrasha. I don't want these guys coming back here and shouting about you. Okay? Just go and do what you're going to do. Use your brain. I don't want complaints. Right? We don't want complaints. So someone goes on over here now. So Azul, right? Just look at Rashi there, by the way, Lavrilan Matin. Look at Rashi over here. He says, Lav Matin, the Irshel Rabim, it was originally an Irshel Rabim, the Naset Shel Yachid, and now it's become an Irshel Yachid, right? That's a smaller place. Now, what did we learn the din was? The Naset Irshel Yachid Avia, Ubai Shiur. And we learned this before, the klal was, if the city was Ushta Rabim, that's at the beginning of the Shiur, and now it becomes a small Shiur, it got smaller, and now you're able to make it over around the whole town. You still have to leave one part of the town like the size of Ir Chadasha so that you won't forget about Eruv. Remember? You have to separate the town into Eruvim. That's the din. So now Abaya knows this. So Abaya arrives in the place and he says like this. Amar Hani Lahave Shiur Lamata. Azal Chazal Hanu Beit the Pitche Lenahara. He arrives and he sees he's looking for an area of houses that he can separate into separate eruv. And he sees that there's a bunch of houses that all their doors, all their windows open up to the riverside. Look at Rashi. Pitchehen achorei ha'ir lenahar. At the end of the town, he wanted to like cut out of 50 houses at the end of the town, and where there says a river running on the side there, right? And they all open to the river. Velo haya lehem petach patuach l'ir. And they've got no doors open onto the city side. So it's a problem. So he says like this, he thinks to himself, Amar Hane Lahave Shiur Lamata. You know what? I'm gonna make these at the end, they it's a clearly identifiable separate part. I'm gonna make these the shiur. I'm gonna cut these out to a separate eruv. But then he says to him, wait a second, Hadar Amar, he now says to him again, wait a second. Ein ma'arvin et kula. When the Mishnah said Ein ma'arvin et kula, right, I'm like, Litznan, what do we learn from that? Michlal, Dibaye li ruve, matse marve. It means, the Mishnah says, don't make them all into an eruv. It must mean that if I wanted to, I could have. In other words, they were suitable to be part of an eruv, but I just mustn't. But there's a problem, because these haven't got any doors or windows open to the town, so I couldn't have made them open to the Eruv, made them part of the Eruv in the first place, because they're not part of the, there's no way to make an Eruv. You can't go through. To make an Eruv, you have to be able to walk from one to the other. You have to have windows or doors you can go through. Look what he says. Right? They aren't able to. So what does he do? Ela, he says like this. Look at Rashi. I'll make chalonot. I'll make them all open up windows in their houses. That are 4x4 windows that open up to the side of the town. Because then, if I wanted to, I could have used them as part of the Eruv. And I won't make the Eruv. See, what he's saying, Abba, is in order for a town to have an Eruv, I have to leave out a part of the town that could have been part of the Eruv. So now, how could these be part of the Eruv? I have to put windows in or doors in so they're at least part of the town, and then I won't include them. So I'll get them all now to install doors in their houses, all facing the wind. You can see how excited these guys would be, right? All facing the town, so that I can then leave them out of the Eruv. You got it? You with me, everybody? Right? So he says like this. So I could have then made Eruv. Then he said, no, lo bai. Not necessary. Why? Daha, Rabbi Bar Avua, Ma'arev Lekula Mechoza, Arsiata, Mishum Pirida Beitura. Remember this case? We had this a couple of daf ago. In fact, you look in the picture of Rashi over here on Daf Kav Vav. Rashi got a picture over here. This was Mechoza, and there was lots of little Mevo'ot, right? And in the middle of each Mevo'i, separate each Mevo'i, there was Pirida Beitura. There was like big pits to keep the food for the oxen, for the cows. Do you remember that? And therefore, each one was like a bit of a shtarabim because they were public, those big pits. So he separated each mavoi into an eruv on its own. So look what he says here. So Abaya says, "No, wait a second. Why do I actually need to do this? We know that Rabbi Bar Avua, he made in Mechoza, he didn't make one big eruv around it. He did it in mavoi, arsiata. If you look at Rashi, yeah, arsiata, shchunot, neighborhoods. V'lo ayu ma'arvin kol ha'ir ka'achat. He never made the whole big town of Mechoza into one. Why? Because there were period debate too, Rashi. There were these massive pits in the middle of each neighborhood where they would keep the date pips for the animal feed. Gumot mavdilot they separate each shchuna one from the other. Lots of big suburbs in each like neighborhoods in each suburb. And those you would do independently, each one on their own. And he never made joins. He never actually joined the whole town and made them able to be joined with each other. And look what he says. This is the chiddush. It was originally also mechoza, a big town of rabbim, became a town of small towns. It also had a shiur. And therefore, what was Rabbi Baravua's thinking? You know what? I'm not going to make one big Eruv. I need to keep shiur. So he took each of these shchunot, which couldn't be joined together, by the way, because they had these big pits in the middle. And so I'll make each one a pit, each one a separate neighborhood, and every other neighborhood would be a shiur to this neighborhood. So there'd be lots of shiur. We said you have to have at least one of Chamishim family. Or we'll see Shmuel says maybe less. But never said you can't have more, just have to have at least one. So when Rabbi Baravua did it, he made each one town a separate shiur to the other. And what's important here was, it was impossible to join them all together because of these pits. So Abai is saying to himself, wait a second, I don't actually have to have a town, a part of the town that could have been part of my big town. Because all these suburbs could not have been joined up with each other because of the pits in the way. That didn't stop Rabbi Baravua from making an Erev around each one and said they were each a shiur to the other. So I'll leave these houses without windows and they can still be my shiur. That's with me? That's the rationale here. Okay? So look at Rashi back in the Gemara. That's the important part. That even though it wasn't possible to join them all together, make one big Erev. So do these guys. They've got their window facing the back. I'll leave them on their own. Even though they aren't able to be part of the Erev, we see that from Rabbi Ravua, they can still serve as the shiur for our town. Then he said again, Abai, he says, wait a second, Hadar Amar. Lord Damiatam, it's not a similar case. No. I can't apply that rule here, Rabbi Barabua. Right? It's not a similar case. Why? E bayi laruve derech gagot, because there, in that case over there of Mechoza, if he wanted to, he could have made it through their roofs. Somehow the roofs were connected. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, third wide line towards end of the lines, there, derech gagot. Shayu lahem. Like some sort of like balconies or says even though on the ground they weren't able to do an Eruv, but the Shchunot somehow had bridges joining them one to the other. So really there was a connection between them. So there, you know, it appeared that he couldn't join them all together because of the pits in the middle of the road. Really, he could have made them into one big Eruv because of the roof. So now thinking, okay, so I thought I never had to make windows. Maybe I do have to make windows. Right? So therefore he says, I'm going to have to go make windows. So he's trying now to make, what does he do? He's busy debating how he sorts out this town. He's saying, I'm going to make windows. Then he says to himself, he says, no, wait a second. No, that's not such a good idea. I don't actually need windows. Why? Dahahu beitivna dahavale lemar bar pupadita me pompadita. Because you remember in Pompadita, right? This town over here is Kukiani. He's now thinking it would happen in Mechoza. Then he says, wait a second, in Pompadita, there was this Beit Tivna. Rashi says Beit Tivna over here is a storeroom, right? Like a storehouse for Avamina and Lekaman and Lachok Rabbi Shimon. The law by Chamishin during the Shir. He says he remembers that in Pompadita, they used this Beit Tivna, this warehouse, this storeroom for Tevin, right? I thought there was a Rashi. Oh, there's Rashi. No, there's Rashi there. Right, that was good enough to be the shiur. And they've actually used a town of 50 houses. Veshavi shiur b'madita, that was good enough. So finally he concludes, you know what? I don't need to make windows. I'm going to make this town a shiur without it, even if it's just one house over there. Amar hainu d'amar yibar. Now understand what Rav Yosef was saying to you when he said, chazei delo metzavchet ala b'bei midrash. Make sure these guys don't come back screaming at me in the bei midrash. Right? He says, I realize now what he meant, and that's why he went through this whole exercise in his head. He was going to be machmir, not machmir. Bottom line, he remembers the local like Rabbi Shimon. Rashi points out here, he's only all the 50 towns, and he found another way to do it. So, look at Rashi very quickly. And the Tosfot at the top of the Rebbe, he says, V'shav yeshur upon medita, b'har yeshur de gimel chatzerot shel shnei batim b'ina b'arachak Rebbe Shimon. So it's there in a moment over the Amud. And he says, the ha'in ra'amalei, de lo mitzach l'grashi, she'im haya maskikim lasot kavoy al chinam, ayu sojrinet batehin. Right? He says that basically these guys would come screaming at you because you were breaking down their houses, building windows in their houses. What was going on over there? Okay. So now we carry on. The Mishnah said, "Erim kanasa chutzelak ir chadasha." Okay, now we're on the subject over here, right? The Mishnah said that you can make if the town was once a big town, now become a smaller town, you can erase the whole thing. No, you leave one town like ir chadasha. So Tanya Rabbi Yehuda, irachat Tanya Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says there was this town once in Yehuda, the chadasha shma, his name was chadasha. Vayuba 50 during the 50 residents there, anashim nashim v'taf, men, women, and children. Uva hayu mesharim chachamim, and from that town over there, that was the town that chachamim used, right, to making the rashis uva sheru chachamim sheru ayarot. When they spoke about a city, they used that as an assessment of what the size of the smallest town should be. And Rashi says, yeah, listen to this. He atzma hayatashiur liir gedola hasmuchala. Right, so it's quite amazing because when we say we need to have shiur. So now, if this becomes a town of its own, it also needs shiur. If this is a town of its own, it also needs shiur. So he said, no problem. The big town is its shiur, and it's the big town's shiur. So you got an Eruv around two different towns. Each one has a part of the town which you aren't making an Eruv on, so you won't forget about Eruv. Okay. Okay. So now the Gemara Sakacha. Chadasha Mahu. When we say Chadasha, right? Look at Rashi, Chadasha Mahu, Le'iruve Be'anpe Nafshe Kula Beloshu. What happens if you've got a town now, the size of Chadasha? So now what? Does it also need Shiur? If you're making an Eruv around it? So Gemara says, Chadasha Kiyechid Ihi Havi Shiur Legdola, Gudam Yavi Shiur Lekitana. So we'll say, no, that's not an answer. In a Ka'ein Chadasha Mahu, we're not talking about the actual town Chadasha itself, where we know that the big town was a town with Eruv for it. He's saying a city like Chadasha, Kain Chadasha, another town, there isn't a big town next to it. Right? Does it need shiur or not? Rav Huna v'Rav Yehuda, Chadamar by shiur v'chadamar lo by shiur. There's a machlok between them, whether they do or don't need shiur. Gemara doesn't solve the answer. Right? Important question that. If you've got a town, the whole town is only 50 families. Do you have to make an error between 40 and leave out 10? Whatever the case is. Okay.
Darren, what's the logic of the exclusion?
We says that you would never forget about the din of Eruv. Because these guys lived in a big town where they never had an Eruv around the whole town, a shituf mavot, and they remembered din chatzerot and din mavoi, and now suddenly you're going to put a big Eruv around the whole town. They're going to forget that there ever was a din of chatzerot. Like the way we live today, we don't remember the din of mavoi and chatzerot. So the Gemara says, you know, at least make a small town a separate Eruv so they know that town's an Eruv and that town's an Eruv. They remember that it's not just one big, the whole world you can't just carry in. Okay? So now the Mishnah like Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shalosh Chatzirot. Rabbi Shimon said, we don't need a town of Chadasha, it's good enough just a yard with three Chatzirot with two houses. Amar Chavar Gur Amara, but Rabbi Shimon says, Aloch is like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yitzchak Amara, Filu Beit Echad, V'chatzir Achad. So now Rabbi Yitzchak says, you know what? Rabbi Shimon says, you have to have three. I'm saying even one Chatzir in one house. The Gemara says, what? Chatzir Achad? You think one in Chatzir, meaning a Chatzir? Rashi says, yeah, Chatzir on its own, without a house. The Gemara says, Ela Eima, Beit Echad, Bechatzar achat, one house in one chatz would be good enough. Amalei Abayi Rabbi Yosef, had Rabbi Yitzchak. Now Rabbi says Rabbi Yitzchak, this dinner Rabbi Yitzchak came at one house with one chatzir. Gemara or Svara? Is it a Gemara? Look at Tosfot there for a second. The last Tosfot there. Gemara Shayalo Kabla Mishum Tana, because Rabbi Yitzchak wasn't a Tana, right? Rabbi Yitzchak over here was an Amora. So the question was. Did he have a svara? Was it a tana he was talking about, or svara she misvara ya omer shekach nira afapi she'ein shum tana sovrekach? Well, not tana holds like him, but he was amora of etz yisrael. That's why it's called Rabbi Yehuda, right? V'ro lepsuk alacha. And now he's saying again, Abai wasn't asking pesuk alacha, and the shekach yud dvarim nirim. Ukaamar my nafkada. So now Abar le, so Rabbi Benjamin the Rebbe says to him, my nafkada and mina. So what's the difference? What do you care, right? So he says, "Klomar lo paskinan like Rabbi Shimon. We don't paskin like him. We lo paskinan klomar ha'pa. We paskin like Rabbi Shimon. Like Rabbi Yitzchak. What's the difference?" So he says to him. He answers him back. Abai. He says, "No." He says, "Amar le gemara gamur zemurta tihe." He says, "Remember we've seen that term before zemurta tihe." Right? Well, I'm just going to basically sing it along. Yeah, I think Rashi pointed it out. Is it Rashi over here? No. But we've seen that term before, like from a zmira, right? From singing what? Gemara, gemur, it's just dumb. It's the same things. But look at the thing. Tosfos makes it a little bit more clear. It says, he answers him, Mashani, Gemara, gamur, v'chule, mikol makom, yeshtan lechkor v'leida im gemara usfara. He says, you know what? It's Torah. We have to understand what's behind it. Is there a Masorah like that? Or is he just from Sfara? We want to know. We're not just dumb a song. We're not going to sing it all. We want to know what's going on. Okay, let's move. Now the Mishnah is like this. Misha Yabba Mizrach. Now a person standing on the east. V'amar l'pnon, he says to his son, Arev li b'mara, make me an Eruv on the west. Right, so he, remember, it's Erev Shabbos now. He's standing in a certain spot. He's in the east. He says, I want to go west. Make me Eruv on the west. Look at Rashi, yeah? V'sadeh v'kinesh alav shamayom. It's already coming late. Shabbos is coming in. And he says to his son, make me an Eruv on the west. Right, or he says, V'amar l'pnon, Arev li b'mara, v'mara, he's staying in the west. V'amar l'pnon, Arev li b'mizrach. So now, listen to this. It's quite a tricky mishnah, but it'll be very quick. We'll move through the rest of the daf quickly. Im yesh hemenu ule beito alpaim ama. So if from where he's standing, back to his house, there's up 2,000 amas. Veli arvo ule arvo yoter mikan. And from where the son made his eruv, it's more than 2,000. In other words, he can't get there now. Because remember, he's on the east and the son's on the west. So if the house is 2,000 amas away, where he is and his house, right? And his Eruv is further away, mutar lebeito, he can go to his house. In other words, the fact that he was Kone Shvita, where he is now Erev Shabbos, and his son made him an Eruv, we don't say his house is out the picture. He's got his Eruv where his son is and where he is. Because he can't get to the Eruv that his son made him. He can only get to the house. So we say the house is okay, we ignore the Eruv that his son made. It doesn't bother us. Va'asur l'eruv, but he can't go to his eruv at all. Which is eruv, because basically what we're saying now is where he is now is one eruv, and he can go from out of his house and back to where he is. So he's on the east. He can't go westwards anymore. His house is the furthest west that he can go. You with me? Clear, right? And vice versa. And if his house, if he's on the east, on the west, and he made eruv on the east, and his house is closer, if 2,000 miles, and the eruv is far away, he goes to his house. He can't go east any longer. Because his house is the most east that he can go. That's how I understand the Mishnah at the moment. L'eruvah p'ayim amah, on the other hand, if his eruv is 2,000 amas from him, u'leveto yater mikan, and the house is further away, so asu leveto mutar l'eruvah, he can't go back to his house. He can only go from where he is now to his eruv and back. His house is already out the ground, out of bounds. Right? L'eruvah p'ayim amah, u'leveto mutar l'eruvah. Right, so basically we got the idea. Now the Mishnah cares another halacha. If you make your Eruv in the Ibura. Now what's Ibura? Remember we've seen this before. Look at Rashi down at the bottom there. Ibura, second last lines. Remember if the town is over here, this is your border of your town, imaginary border, and you've got one house that's 70 and a third amas outside, that becomes the expansive part of the town. So you put your Eruv now in that expansive part of the town, in this Ibura Shir. What does the Mishnah say? Lo asav lo klum. You didn't do anything. Why? Because the whole town for you is darat amun anyhow. So you could have walked up to that house there to begin with. Right? There was nothing there stopping you to go there. Your Eruv would have started from that point anyhow. So as if you haven't got an Eruv. Basically, you're back to square one where your house is the Eruv. If you put your Eruv outside the tchum, afilu ama achat, even outside the tchum, one ama, right? Mashe niskar, right, what you gained, right, humafsid. So the others are saying what you win on the, what you make up on the swings, you lose on the roundabout. Right, this is this Mishnah, right? What you gained on the one side, you lost on the other. What does that mean? Look at Rashi. Marshal is called Leruach Ze Nifsad Leruach Shekenek, the Sharei Mana Mina Eruv Alpayim Lechol Ruach. What he says like this, you put it a bit outside the Tchum. Now your Eruv is at 2,050 Amas outside the Tchum. Right, so from your Eruv, you've got 2,000 amas in either direction. I took it Rashi. Sharei mana min eruv alpayim lechol ruach. V'im natnu besof elef lemizrach. If you put the eruv, 1,000 going to the east, nimtza, right? Shekalot alpayim shel mizrach besof gimel alpayim leir. So you only made your eruv 1,000 amas from the tchum. You left the tchum of the town. You left the border of the town, and you went 1,000 amas. So you've got 2,000 amas from your Eruv. So already you can go from your the northern side of your town, let's say you're going north, 3,000 amas. On the other hand, within your town itself, right, so you say so the sof gimel alpaim le'ir, v'nistaker elef, v'alpaim shel marav kalot besof elef shel marav ha'ir, v'yifsida elef. So now, v'kamashman de'ayna ir olelo min ha'cheshbon ha'alpaim shel marav elef kulet alo. Now, you've got your town. Your town doesn't count. Rashi's sitting over here. The town, for all intents and purposes, let's say the town is 5,000 amas from east to west. For all intents and purposes, the town is dared amot. So now you put your Eruv 1,000 amas on the western side of the town. So now you can go from your town to your Eruv, with 1,000 amas, and you can then walk on an extra 2,000 amas. So you've got 3,000 amas on the west side of the town. On the other hand, if you now go from the town, you want to go east, you can only go 1,000 amas. Why? Because your Eruv is 1,000 amas on the west side of the town. So you can only walk 2,000 amas from that Eruv going east. So from the Eruv to your town is 1,000 amas. Now the whole town, we don't care how wide the town is, but now you can only go on the other direction another 1,000 amas, because it's as if the town doesn't exist. So you're limited 1,000 amas in that direction on the town and 3,000 in that direction. Got it? Everybody with me? Is that clear? Right. Okay, Gemara. Okay, we're going to start moving now. 20 past 7 already. We understood over here when the guy was with his son that the son was on the one side of the house. If you look in the Gota Bach on the Amud, there's a little diagram there. You've got Beit in the middle, Mizrach Ma'arav, and Eruv on the west. So we assumed he was standing on the east of the house, and the son's on the west of the house, and the house is in the middle. And then we said, if you can get to the house, let's say if the house is closer than the Eruv, you can go to the house. If the Eruv is closer than the house, you can go to the Eruv. The Gemara is like, I don't understand. If the house is in the middle of the father and his son, and the Eruv is on the other side of the house. Right? We understand that the father's on the east, and the house is in the middle, and the son's on the west. And there's the Eruv. We understand that you can get to the house, you can't get to the Eruv. Because you've got to go past the house to get to the Eruv. How do you find the other direction? We said in the Mishnah, one of the options was, if you can get to the Eruv and you can't get to the house, how can it be? You stand, the house is between you and the Eruv. Right? No, I don't think it's the house in the middle. The son was between him and the house. And now the question is the Eruv further than 2,000 amas from him, that he can't get to the Eruv? But not that the house is between him and the son. The son is between him and the house. Okay? So maybe that he can get to the son and get to the house, because the son might have been less than 2,000 amas from the house, and he's also less than 2,000 amas from the house, and the Eruv is in the middle of the two of them. So then it would work. So that's the first answer. Rava says, no. It could be even to the east or to the west of the house. Kagon dekai beite barachsona. Look at now in the picture in Rashi. It says there, for example, where the Eruv, he's standing in one spot and he walks straight up north to go to the Eruv, or he'd have to go north and west to get to the house. So therefore, it's on the diagonal, it would be longer, and therefore they could both be on either sides of him like it was. It'd still be different. You have to get that. Okay, now the next, Aloch and Mishnah, what's an Eruv Iruba? Put in Ibrahim in the, like in the expanded part of the town. What do you mean chutz l'tchum sakdata? How can you get out of the tchum? Ela eimer chutz l'ibura, that's what we meant. You can't put Eruv outside the tchum because you can't walk 2,000 amas. Remember, I said that earlier and I made a mistake. Now the Gemara says that, talking about chutz l'ibura, you put it outside that like extended part of the house, still in the tchum. Okay, and then the Gemara said, the Mashe Niskar, who have said, what he won, he lost. The Gemara says, Mashe Niskar, are you saying that Mashe Niskar, he of a too low, and that's it? If you put your Eruv on the very last spot of the town, right? The Mishnah said you did nothing, right? However, if you put it outside the Irushalayim, you won that ama. Why? Why did you lose the whole town? Now, you said a second ago, we explained that the town doesn't count. The town is done at Amot. And therefore, you've got 2,000 to the Eruv. You've got 1,000 amas is your Eruv. You've got another 2,000 to go that way. And in the other direction, you've got 1,000 to go. But what is it? We're seeing over here that the actual town does count. You can't just cross the whole town. If the town's 5,000 amas, you're stuck. You've got to stop in the middle of the town. What's that? Look, Kasha. Kan shekalta midato b'chatzi ha'ir. כאן שקלתי מדעתו בסוף העיר, וכרבי אידית, אמר רב אידי, אמר רבי שוב בן לוי, now we'll come to the second, what's going on? He says, no, it will depend. It will depend if your measure stopped in the beginning of the town, you were counting, or at the end of the town. And what circumstances was that? It was like the case we saw with Rabbi Shimon ben Levi, that he was measuring, uva, right? If you remember, we'll see the Rashi in a second, right? So he was measuring, and it's actually the Rashi over here, shekaltim nato b'chatzir. I'll skip down the Rashi's over there. Look here, just under the diagram of Rashi, right? Im hayta ir gdola, o shehirchik eruvo min ha'ir, ad she'en kol ha'ir nivlat b'midat alpayim shel eruv. Right, if he had made his eruv so far that the town would be outside that 2,000, then the town would have been included. It would depend. If the eruv was close enough to the 2,000 amos of the whole town, the town would count. If it was outside, it wouldn't count. Remember what happened? The guy was walking, and then brings an example. He says, yeah, like, this is the case which we had over there. We said like the Amir Rav Idi Rav Levi Hayam or dead. The guy was walking on Shabbos. Uba Shavat Chutz Leir. He ended up got stuck Erev Shabbos, and he was forced to stop and make his eruv as Shabbos came in outside the town, and then he started walking. We said, what did we say in that Mishnah? We learned a couple of daf ago. We said you don't know where the town is. Just count 2,000 steps. Remember, and that when you get to the end of 2,000 steps, that's your 2,000 amma. So in a case like that, lo yodea sheyesh ir samuch lo, utnai meperek misho tziu on daf mem hay, hoyil v'lo hayata kavanato lechach, since he didn't intend that his eruv would take him into the town. Remember? It was a case of where he never knew there was a town over there. If he knew there was a tree or a fence or some item, we said, he could say, my eruv is there. Remember that case? But when he never knew what was ahead of him, he was abandoned and he was walking, he never knew how far there was a town. We said, this is your Eruv, now count 2,000 amos. Where you end up, you end up. Even if you end up in the middle of the town, you're stuck. But when it was your town, you knew about the town, your whole plan was your Eruv, then the whole town is part of the Eruv. Okay, Amar Avidi, Ein Elu Ele Divrei Neviut. He says, you know what? These are words of prophecy. He says, like, these are amazing. Right? How do they translate that, by the way, in the English? Tell me there quickly. How do they translate that?
Nothing but prophecy.
Right? What you just did, this whole halacha over here, right? When he did Amar B'Shem Levi, Hayam Odeh Uba, this idea over here, that's when you don't use the town. But otherwise, the whole town is, you've got an Amor. So this is like prophecy. Unbelievable. Look at Rashi over here. Look at Rashi. He says, "Kamit navei mi piak vura." Like he's getting a vura from Hashem. She'en no ten time le dvarav. It's so obvious. Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, the dvarim halalu velo ve'i lav degami lehu mirabe lo haya amar ki hai milta belo time. He doesn't explain himself. He says, "Pashut that he must have a mesorah over here, otherwise he wouldn't say." But there's an interesting Tosfot here. We've got a minute. Let's just quickly take this minute out here. We haven't ready. But he says like this, Ri says that it's always praiseworthy when he says such things. On the other hand, if you skip down to the narrow lines over there, he brings another opinion over there, which says that that's not such a case always, that it's Neviut. So what does it mean, Neviut? Look what he says. What's the difference if it's in the middle of the end? Rav doesn't understand. So what's the big deal? We learned this in the Mishnah. We'll carry on with the rest tomorrow.